It is a great joy to be with you this morning and celebrating with you this wonderful news that the Lord Jesus came. And I'm grateful to the Lord for being able to meet you, to see you, and participate in your worship to the Lord. My wife and I, we are Greeks in nationality, and we serve with Child Evangelism Fellowship for almost 25 years now in Greece and lately in Cyprus. It's a wonderful ministry of bringing this great message for which we heard it in singing from the great work of the choir that we give to the children. And I would like to invite you to watch a very short video just to get an idea and a taste of what the Lord is doing among the children in the country of Greece. So let's watch it right now, please. Has blessed us with a wonderful team of workers and volunteers, and we're able to reach a few thousand children every year with the gospel. If you want to get some more information, there's a table out there with our prayer card, some more information for you, and I'll be glad to answer whatever questions you may have. But please pray for us and for Greek children. I'm sure you get to hear about Greece a lot on the news lately, and it's not good news what you're listening to. But the truth is that although we have difficulties in our country, the Lord is at work. And He's using His people in order to help those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ to know about Him, to hear about Him, and have a chance to respond in Him in faith. I was born and grew up in Athens. And I must confess that while I was growing up, I had the same experience with those that Apostle Paul met years ago. I didn't know God. Nobody told me anything about Jesus. And I had to grow up and be 20 years old for somebody to come to me with this message and to help me get to know that unknown God to me. Many people today in Greece are very religious, but the truth is that we all can be very religious but still not knowing God. Even the philosophical giant of Athens had a difficulty in getting it, and Paul had to go through and explain. Some of the best minds were there those days. Philosophy was very high. People were very wise. This is what they thought. They had a lot of knowledge. But listen to what God says in Jeremiah chapter 9. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, but let him who boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord. This is the key. We need to know God. Know Him personally, and not just stay in that kind of safe place of our religion. Either we are Greek Orthodox back in Greece, or philosophers that we don't care about God, whatever our situation, the truth is that we really need to get to know God. And God reveals himself through the creation. Paul writes in Romans, everything that we can know about God, we can see it in the nature. And also God revealed himself through the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever saw me, he saw the Father, Jesus said to Philip, one of his disciples. But still today, Athens, and I believe every city of the world, the people like to follow the idols. People like to form God in their own likeness. We read in the Bible that God made man in his likeness. But you know what? The Athenians back then, they had their 12 gods. And if you study them a little bit in Greek mythology, you will understand and find out that they were making their gods in their own likeness. They were gods with flaws, with character problems, jealousy, envy. So in a way, they turned upside down the creation of God. Even the Jews, on that first Palm Sunday, when Jesus was entering Jerusalem and the crowd was shouting with joy, I'm not really sure if they understood correctly who was that man who was walking in, rather riding that little donkey. They were expecting a strong king, probably on a very big and strong horse, not a donkey, with a sword and a power and many soldiers, that he will liberate them from the hated Romans. But instead, what they see a humble man, a man of sorrows, riding a humble donkey into their city. And we read in the Gospel of Matthew, when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "Oh, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. This is the prophet. This is a prophet. Oh, it's someone who speaks about God. You know, not a big deal. It's a prophet." Jesus was and is so much more than the prophet. He is God in flesh. God came near. Jesus came to help us see, understand, and start get to know God. But these people didn't really get it that day. And we know that we're not sure if they were the same people that they welcomed him in the city by shouting. We're not sure, but there are some people that when the Pilate asked them the question, "Whom do you want me to release?" they all asked the criminal Barabbas instead of Jesus. And for Jesus they said, "Crucify him." In his very interesting book, C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters, an interesting story there of a senior demon giving instructions to a young demon how to create trouble and chaos in people's life. He writes this: a moderated religion is as good for us as no religion at all, and more amusing. So for our enemy, a moderate religion is as good as no religion at all, and more amusing. So today, the Lord invites us to go over just being very religious and get to know him, the living and true God. And God is inviting all people to know him. As a matter of fact, God is commanding all the people to come and know him. Because this is eternal life. Salvation is all about knowing God. John 17, verse 3, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." This is eternal life. It is not just to have it easy in life. Not at all. It's about getting to know God. And actually, although it's not very promising in the beginning, because we want to be blessed, we want to have peace, we want to have it good in life, but actually the greatest source of joy and peace is God Himself, His presence, His whole character, that we come close to Him and get to know Him. Paul said to the Athenians, the times of ignorance God overlooked, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent. Actually, Paul here is sharing the same message that Jesus was preaching. Repent and believe in the gospel. Paul says the same. God commands all people to repent and believe to Him that He has appointed and has given assurance to all by raising Him from the dead. Personal relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. A relationship that involves, first of all, repentance from our sinful ways. Not just feeling sorry about what we did, but actually turning. This is what repentance is all about. I go to One Direction, I don't care about God, I care all about myself and having good life, do whatever pleases me, and then I come to the knowledge, oh, I'm all wrong here. I'm going to destruction. So I decide to turn. I feel sorry, yes, but I turn. I want to turn, I want to go to God. I cannot go by my own power, but this is where faith in the Lord Jesus comes. And my little, simple, tiny want gives the power for me to turn and go to God now. This is repentance. And from then on, seeking God with all my heart, getting to know Him more and more every day. And as I do this, my life changes. I know His character. I hear how His heart is beating for the lost. And I'm differently now motivated to serve Him and do His work, not in my power, because I don't have any power, but in His power that He is available to me. And God commands us, His church, the ones who know Him, who have trusted the Lord Jesus, to pass out the invitation to others, to share this good news. And you know, this is not easy. I remember I was at a park in my country sharing the gospel with a group of children in the open air. And the moment I started teaching my Bible lesson, evangelistic lesson, a very angry man comes, I didn't know him, never saw him before, stands on my right side, and while I'm teaching the Word of God to the children, he started shouting, "You're a heretic! You should not be doing this! I will call the police! Stop right now! You don't belong to the state church! I will stop you! I will take you to court! I will sue you! You don't know what will happen to you. And if you come tomorrow here, worst thing will happen to you. I will be here and wait for you and make your life miserable." And all this while I was trying to communicate the gospel with the children. And you know what? I was scared to death. Next day I had to go to the exact same place to continue on with our five-day club. And I was looking out the window. It was summer. I was looking out the window. Oh, it might be raining or snowing. Maybe we should do something differently. Maybe the car won't start. So I have an excuse not to go there, but I knew that I had to be there. So I gather in myself whatever courage I had, very little, and I went there. And while I was preparing my lesson, my visuals and everything, I was kind of looking on the side to see that man coming from someplace. And just before I was ready to share the gospel again, another man came. Never saw him before, new to me, stranger. He comes all the way to my right side. And he says to me, "I heard that was a man here yesterday that created problems for you. He was shouting, threatening you. Do not be afraid of this man. I will stand here by your side. You share what, do what you want with the children, teach them what you want, and I'll be here. If this man come, I'll take care of him." You know, God is so great. I was so scared that this great God that commands the universe was interested in sending someone to encourage this poor little guy missionary whom with fear and trembling he was ready to share once again the gospel. And you know what? It's the same God here as he is in Greece and in the jungle and everywhere. So if you find it difficult to share your faith, trust in him and go ahead. He will find a way to protect you and help you. He doesn't promise that it will be easy. You will still have to go there with a lot of reluctancy and fear and trembling. But if you do that and trust him, he will bless you. And what a blessing it is that some accept God's invitation and believe, like Dionysius and Damaris and some others in Athens back then with Paul. Some laughed, some mocked him. Okay, okay, you bubbler, we will hear you again. You know, interesting what you shared, but we don't care about this. But some came to know the Lord. Some came to trust the Lord Jesus, repent, and start getting to know God and start this wonderful and thrilling adventure, a journey in eternal life, knowing God every day. And I want to tell you, if you find yourself in the position that you have never started this exciting journey of eternal life, if you have never trusted the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, this is a good day to do it. He is alive. He wants to save you. He wants to give you joy that you've never experienced before and you will never experience apart from him. Joy in knowing him, this unknown God, that he will reveal him to you. So please come to him today. Come to him today. He will accept you. He will do the best for you. He died for you. And Paul expresses himself in Philippians 3 when he says, he shares about what is the most important thing for him. He was a very well-educated theologian of his days, a Pharisee. But listen to what he writes in Philippians 3 as we're closing this message. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. All the things that I know, all the things that I have, they are lost to me in order to get to know Christ Jesus my Lord, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings. That's an interesting point here. Jesus is not inviting us in a life of everything goes well. He invites us in a life of suffering. But the joy of God cannot be compared with whatever suffering he will allow us to go through for his glory. Becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. So I'm encouraging you this morning as we close. Ask God to help you create an interest in him and getting to know him. If you stay in that nice comfort zone of your religion, religion is good but will not make you happy. Knowing God will make you happy. And if you have never trusted the Lord Jesus before, come to him today. And also pray for us back in Greece as we continue to share the truth of God, this unknown God, with the Greek people and especially the children, that many will come to know him. Many names will be written in the book of life, and that we will be rejoicing. And pray for us also and for me, please, because many times I'm scared still. And many times, all time, every day, I need the encouragement and strength of God. But you know what? He is always there. He is always there. Let us pray. Father, we rejoice in the thought of you, Lord. Thank you for loving us for sending the Lord Jesus to reveal yourself, your character to us. And not only that, to die on the cross, to bear our sins and gain and win our redemption and forgiveness. Thank you. All of us who have tried Him, trusted in Him, repented of our sin, and asking Him to become our Savior, we have this joy that we cannot even describe, Lord. Help us to get to know You more and more. Help us that this knowledge would not remain knowledge, but change our everyday life, and help us, give us the strength and courage to share Your message with others around us. And those who haven't trusted the Lord Jesus so far, please, Lord, help them and guide them and give them a strength to do it today, so they too can enjoy Your face, so they too can rejoice in Your presence. We pray in Jesus' name.